Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
You've all heard me talking about it over and over. The construction on 894 westbound out of the Mitchell Interchange. Not gonna lie, sometimes even I get sick of talking about it as much as the drivers get sick of driving through it. I get it, but times, they are a-changin'. I spoke with the DOT's project manager for the 894 project, Eric Hansen.
To start this coming weekend, Friday, September 20th through the morning of Monday, September 23rd, we're going to be closing down westbound 894 completely. That's going to go from the Mitchell Interchange to the Hale Interchange.
You heard it. A full weekend closure of 894 westbound. Now, if you'll remember, we did have a full weekend 54-hour closure, technically two, a few years ago with the Zoo Interchange project. And it'll work pretty much the same way. So basically, starting at 11 p.m. on Friday, all ramps and interchanges feeding into 894 westbound and the main line of 894 westbound itself will be closing down until 5:30 Monday morning. As long as Mother Nature cooperates, this work is weather dependent.
During that time, eastbound 894 will remain open.
Well, at least we got that going for us.
The scheduled work is to mill off the existing pavement and repave it with new asphalt. And the goal here is to repave all three lanes of 894 in one direction for the full 3 mile length of the project.
Yikes, a big job.
To give an idea on the scale of this effort between hauling off the old pavement and then placing the new pavement, we're anticipating around 1,000 dump truck loads of material to be moving around to complete the operation.
Wow. But is it better this way?
When we perform work under a full closure like this, it's safer for both crews and drivers. It allows the operation to be more efficient, and then it provides a better finished product by placing the asphalt all at once instead of in smaller sections.
Also, up until now, we've had to deal with that left lane closure on westbound because crews were working on rebuilding the median area. Now that work is done, so we're getting a traffic switch.
The great news is that after this first weekend is complete, come Monday morning, we are scheduled to fully reopen 894 westbound back to the full three lanes of traffic.
And by the way, those three lanes will stay open for the remainder of the project. Okay, so we're gonna have to deal with this for 2 weekends, technically. Remember, they're doing the eastbound too. How are folks supposed to get around this?
Best detour routes would be to use the rest of our freeway system with I-94 and I-43 going through Milwaukee to get around these closures. And then Layton Avenue is another great detour for traffic that needs to get to that area.
If you'd rather take a look at a map for those alternates, we'll have those on our website at WTMJ.com. And for the whole project?
The 894 project is scheduled to complete tentatively the summer of 2025. And then the associated Loomis Bridge project, the Loomis Ramps and Loomis Road itself is scheduled to reopen this fall.
So bear with the crews this weekend and next. I know it'll be a bit weird for a while, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Debbie Lozaga, WTMJ News.